USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he is open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as the use of an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund it. Representative Liz Cheney says that the president's package could get GOP support if a large number of changes are made. The Wyoming Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that too much of the funding in the bill goes to pet projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure.
The bill would need to be fundamentally redone. It would need to be a different bill. It would need to actually focus on infrastructure, not on so many of the additional Green New Deal spending priorities that are focused on helping Democrat allies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.